Today, the candidates who want to serve you as Putnam County Commissioner, Clay County Mayor, and Jackson County Mayor. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Live Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Today, our series continues where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland moving forward. We begin today's program with David Andrews, who is seeking a seat on the Putnam County Commission in District 12. David, it's good to have you on the program. What led to your decision to seek a seat on the Putnam County Commission?
People calling me and asking me to get involved and seeing me out in public and just talking to me about it and wanting me to seek one of the positions. And basically, I guess based on my experience and my knowledge of county government and how it works and some of the things that we need, maybe some that we don't, I don't know, just general conversations, encouragement from the public.
David, what experiences in your life do help make you a good candidate for a seat on the commission?
Of course, I'm a veteran, and I grew up in Allgood, lived there basically all my life, joined the military when I was 17 years old, and came out and became a deputy and was a deputy in Putnam County for 26 years. And then I was very, very blessed to be elected sheriff for 12 years and was, you know, preparing budgets and trying to plan for the future and just a working knowledge of our county and how it works and how it grows. And I just feel like I've got the pretty vast experience in our government, in our county, in our communities. And I just want to be a part of the team that leads us in the next couple of years.
Have there been any particular issues or events that maybe helped to influence your decision to run?
Nothing in, you know, I don't have any access to ground or any agendas to push except, you know, what's good for this county. I know we've got a lot of things going on in this county. We're building a new school. We're building a new jail. We've got new fairgrounds coming on. We've got growth in this county that's exploding. People moving here every day. I just want to be a part of the leadership team and help us grow in the best way that we can and move forward and take care of the people of this county. This county's been good to me, and I want to be good to it.
David, you mentioned growth, and indeed Putnam County is experiencing a lot of growth. And with growth sometimes comes some issues. How does the county go about regulating and manage that growth?
Well, I think you have to plan and when you have a new subdivision, you've got to look at the services that comes with that. You have to be able to provide those services. You have to be able to afford those services. We just have to pre-plan and plan for growth and be able to keep up with it and provide the services that come along with it. You know, if you, just like a new subdivision, if it's in the city or in the county, you have to have the infrastructure to get to it. You have to provide people what they need to live a good life here in this county.
David Andrews is our guest. I'll meet the candidates. Again, David is seeking a seat on the Putnam County Commission out of District 12. David, we are at a time where people seem to be in demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
I think based solely on need, well, not solely on need, but that's a great big part of it. And then affordability and where that money comes from and how you manage that money.
There's also been a great deal of focus on broadband access recently. How important do you feel that is?
We live in a electronic world, I guess, so to speak. And if you don't have access to that, you're pretty much in the dark. And that's really one of my issues or one of my, I guess, concerns is so many kids don't have access to that, and I think it's, you know, if you don't have a computer at home, how do you keep up? And if you don't have a computer at home, why don't you have a computer at home? Do you not have access to it? And if not, why not? And we just need to, you know, move forward with that plan and make sure that it happens. And I truly believe it's a lot of people that don't have access to those things are truly at a disadvantage, and it kind of rubs me, to be honest with you.
David, the County Commission will help oversee the expansion of the Justice Center. With your background in law enforcement, how important do you feel that the public safety is, as it pertains to the work of the county commission?
Well, I think it's vital. I think the, you know, when I was sheriff, we tried to get a jail built and met with a lot of resistance for various reasons. But a judge told me one time, not everybody belongs in jail. And that's true. But those who are sentenced to jail need to be in jail and do their time and get out. But based on the overcrowded situations that we've been faced with, the judges have nowhere to put these people, and therefore there's no deterrent to committing crimes. And I can give an example. Years ago, we caught some kids breaking in some stuff, and they said, well, our friends told us if we're going to do one, let's do a bunch because they're not going to do anything to you. You know, spending money on the jail is not a very popular thing, but it's a huge, huge part of public safety. And if you don't have adequate facilities to back up the justice system, you're in a lot of trouble, in my opinion.
David, how important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Cookeville?
Oh, it's vital. There's no two ways about it. It's a team effort. You know, the city of Cookeville's in the county of Putnam. And people that live in the county use city services use county services. They have to work together. They have to be on the same page and be able to sit down and talk about issues and work them out.
David, as you've met with and spoken with local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of some of their concerns?
Things we've talked about, spending is a big deal. Taxes is a big deal. That's the two major things. Schools, keeping up with our needs for our children. And quite honestly, the Justice Center, I hear a lot about that. By the way, I think I've already said it, but the Justice Center is something that we have to have, or the jail is something we should have done a long time ago, but that's basically what I hear. And you know, keeping up with the roads, and things that are on people's mind every day, you know, not political people, just people that live here, people that care about this county, people that want us to do good and be good.
David Andrews, if you are elected to the Putnam County Commission, what will the voters in the 12th District be getting in David Andrews as their county commissioner?
Experience in leadership and experience in budgeting, experience in government, how it operates, and somebody who grew up in this county and truly loves this county and wants to be a part of the team that moves us forward.
David Andrews has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, David is challenging for a seat on the Putnam County Commission out of District 12. Next on the program is Tammy Atkins Hoover. She is challenging for a seat on the Putnam County Commission in District 12. Tammy, it's good to have you on the program this evening. What led to your decision to seek a seat on the Putnam County Commission?
Well, I'm a lifelong resident of Allgood in the 12th District. Been a public servant my whole life, an educator, started my 30th year. This is my 18th year in administration. My family has a rich history of just serving the community of Allgood. My dad, he was a commissioner for several years. My brother was a commissioner for several years. And I just, I'm getting later in my career in education, and I thought, you know, my kids are grown, and I just like to come back to Allgood and give a little bit back to the community I grew up in and love so much.
Were there any particular issues or events that might have helped influence your decision to run?
Honestly, I do believe in term limits. I have nothing but utmost respect for the people who are currently serving, but they have been in there for 16 and 12 years respectively. I think it's time for a change.
What do you feel like are the most important characteristics in being a good county commissioner?
I think you need to be transparent, number one. I think you need to be hardworking. You need to be able to listen to the people and represent them well. I think my experience in education and being an administrator of an elementary school for the last 18 years will prepare me well to be a good servant for the citizens of Allgood.
Tammy, Putnam County is experiencing a tremendous amount of growth, and with growth always comes some issues. How do you push the county to regulate and manage that growth?
I think you have to be strategic, you have to be proactive, and you have to do some phase planning in everything that you do. One of the things that's near and dear to my heart is the way that we fund the growth. You know, you're never going to be able to curb and stop growth, right? But I do and would like to explore different alternatives to the way that we fund that process. I do not think it should always be a burden on the property owners. So I would be highly interested in looking at different ways of funding the needs of Putnam County.
We're at a time where people seem to be in demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
Well, my background is in education, but I know there is a lot more need out there other than just education. I think that you have to take in consideration all of the departments because everybody has needs. And then, like I said, you have to strategically have a plan moving forward and not just sit on things for a long time and then it's a hard lick for everybody when every department is needing something.
Tammy Adkins Hoover is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she is challenging for a seat on the Putnam County Commission in District 12. Tammy, with your background in education, you well know that one of the county's biggest fund expenditures are schools. Do you feel the local school system is being a good steward of the money being spent on schools?
Yes, sir, I do. I think that for so long, a lot of things that were needed were put on the back burner. And then, like I said, once you do that for so many years, then there is going to be an enormous need and an enormous amount of money to cover those needs. But it can be done. It needs to be very strategic and phased out.
There's been a great deal of focus on broadband access recently. How important do you feel that is?
Well, if you're going to keep up with times, I think it's important. Not just for education, but important for all the departments in the county.
How important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Cookeville?
I think it is very important to work with the city of Cookeville. I think that they got kind of go hand in hand, and when you can work together with the city and the county can do things together, I just think that it just benefits everybody.
Are there specific things you feel the county needs to do a better job of?
I just feel like we need to be planning better. I really do. I think that sometimes there's needs in every department, and I think that we just need to be able to provide for the actual needs and not just want.
Tammy, as you meet with and speak with local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of their concerns?
They are very concerned with the economy, with the times that we're living in, the uncertainty, just the expenditure of how high gas, groceries, everything is. And they're very concerned about their taxes being raised. And if we can find, you know, a more fair way of funding the needs of this community rather than just laying it on the property owners all the time, I think that, in my opinion, is what's best.
Tammy, if you're elected to the position on the county commission, what will the voters in the 12th district be getting in Tammy Adkins Hoover as their county commissioner?
They will be getting a hardworking, honest, transparent person. I will work hard and dedicate the hours needed to being a good servant for the district.
Tammy Adkins Hoover has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, Tammy is seeking a seat on the Putnam County Commission out of District 12.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Our next guest is Ms. Carol Abney, and she is challenging for the office of county mayor in Clay County. Carol, it's good to have you on the program. What led to your decision to seek the office of Clay County mayor?
So I started back to college when I was 38 years old at Ball State in Livingston, and one of my biggest regrets in life was not being able to attend college when I graduated high school. So when I started school, you know, going to school as a non-traditional student is a little difficult. It's hard to retain the information. But at the same time, in some ways, I was better because I had a lot of experience. I was very successful in school. I kept going, graduated Tennessee Tech with a bachelor's degree in accounting, got an MBA, and then I took my CPA exams, which were very, very difficult to pass, and ended up being a certified public accountant. So one of the things about being in a rural Tennessee county is a lot of people go to school and they get a professional degree and then they leave and they go somewhere else where obviously you have more access to clients in an urban area compared to rural Tennessee, but I couldn't ever imagine leaving Clay County. I love Clay County. So I stayed, and in doing that, I've ended up in positions where I volunteer a lot for workforce development in Clay County and, you know, try to help with the economy and things like that, and that's what's led me to this point where I've ran for office.
Ms. Carol, what other experiences in your life do you feel help make you a good candidate for county mayor?
So I was born and raised here in Clay County. You know, I went to kindergarten here. My grandmother raised me, and we lived out on Pea Ridge, which is about, at that time, it took 30 minutes to get to Salina from where we lived. And, you know, growing up, and we had a large garden and not a lot of resources, but we lived well. And having that experience, you know, being not in town, you know, people have different paths in life. Some have it easier, some have it not so easy. We worked hard growing up. And I think the way that I grew up helps me understand the people here and what they hold dear to them. You know, we love small town living. We love big gardens. A lot of us don't want for much here. We just want things to be good and to be happy and do the things we want. And, you know, we're very resilient people, but we have some things that we could be better at. And I think having that perspective growing up the way I did gives me a good view of everything here and how I can help folks.
Were there any particular issues or events that helped influence your decision to run?
Oh, yes. So in 2018, the Tennessee Democratic Party called me and wanted me to run for state house. And at that time, all the local people here in this county, I had opened my CPA firm in Salina in 2017, and we all knew that the hospital was in trouble. And, you know, it's just our poverty rate, I think it hovers around 25%, and the Tennessee state poverty rate is 16%. So we're almost double the Tennessee state average, and it's just difficult to support a hospital in this area. I mean, our population's about 7,500 people, but we all knew it was coming. And so when they asked me to run for state house, I said yes. So I've actually been running for office for 5 years to help Clay County. So I ran for state house twice, and I wasn't successful. And, you know, that's okay, but at the same time, we still need a hospital, and we need some other things. So that's what's led me to run for county mayor.
In terms of industry, there's been quite a bit of industry that has left Clay County over the years. How do you go about recruiting and bringing in new industry for Clay County?
You have to have certain things. You know, people look at schools. People look at access to health care. We've got to find a way to provide some health care for the people in Clay County. It may not look like the way it used to. We may not have a fully functioning hospital the way we used to, but we've got to make sure that our EMS and rescue and all of our, you know, law enforcement have the resources that they need and that the people have a way to get somewhere where they can get health care access. I feel like if that happens, then industry coming here will follow that. I don't know if anybody will come here and start industry if we don't have some kind of better health care access. With that being said, we have some of the fastest – so Twin Lakes says we have the fastest internet in the world. So nobody's faster than we are. So we can do a couple of things to try to fill that gap where we don't have manufacturing jobs. We can do like work at home initiatives. We can draw professionals to this area that want country life, but they can do their work remotely. I mean, we have some options.
Carol Abney is our guest. She is seeking the office of county mayor in Clay County. Carol, another issue that has been talked about is the high tax rate in Clay County. What are some ways you feel like some things maybe that can be done to help alleviate those tax concerns?
So, weirdly enough, we do have some of the highest property taxes and wheel taxes in the state of Tennessee. And we have infrastructure. Our water bills increase tremendously. Of course, that's a city issue, but, you know, the county can help with city issues. One of the things that we can do is to improve our tax base, we've got six marinas in Clay County. We have Valhalla Lake where the visibility is 8 to 10 foot on a clear day, and the world record smallmouth bass was caught at this lake. I mean, we have ways to bring people here, and we can use that tax money to help alleviate some of the local tax burden, especially for the people, like I said, you know, our wheel tax has been raised three times. Since I think it was the early 90s. And, you know, that's to build a jail, and we haven't gotten a jail yet, and we desperately need a jail. But we still have to think about those people, the 26% of people that live in poverty, and that's on less than around $12,000 a year. So, you know, we've got to balance that out and take care of those people. And even the people that, you know, nobody wants to pay high taxes no matter who you are. So we can't keep making it up by just raising property taxes or wheel taxes. We're going to have to get creative with the way we market our county and make monies in other ways to help alleviate the burden on the people that need it desperately.
Carol, if you are elected Clay County mayor, what would you say to the voters that they would be getting in Carol Abney as their county mayor?
So I would say that I'm the only candidate running that has a professional degree. And it was very, very difficult for me to become a certified public accountant, but the Tennessee State Board of Accountancy has, you know, given me a certification that says that I will act ethically, that I will know and help people to the best of my ability, you know, with financial planning and their finances and whatever they need, and I can offer that to our county if people will trust me enough to let me try. You know, I'm required to take 40 hours of CPE a year, including ethics, every year. All those things matter when you're in a leadership position. It really helps you form the way you lead people and the way you do things.
Carol Abney has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she is seeking the office of Clay County Mayor. Incumbent Clay County Mayor Dale Reagan and challenger David Westmoreland both declined invitations to participate in this program. Up next on Meet the Candidates is Ms. Kathy Qualls-Reel. She is seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 12. Kathy, it's great to have you on the program today. Let's go back to when you first sought a seat on the Putnam County Commission. What was it that led to your decision to run for the commission?
Well, definitely interested in everything that's going on in the community, especially in the area in the District 12, but all over everything in the county. I have always had a mindset of everything that I wanted to do, you know, and to see the county grow, and it's very, very interesting in everything going on inside the county.
What do you feel like are the most important characteristics of being a good county commissioner?
Well, definitely taking care of your constituents. I believe the county commissioner is elected by the people and should be available for the people. I'm always committed to responsibilities of this office and the citizens of the Putnam County, and I'll always be available when they have questions, problems, or complaints, and would love to work with them and for them to call me open door anytime.
What role do you feel a county commissioner has overall in county government?
Well, it's very important. It's a job. It is a hard job, but it's an enjoyable job. We always look forward to talking with our constituents, but also being a good steward of their tax dollars and trying to help oversee any problems that they have in the county.
Kathy, as you know, Putnam County is experiencing a tremendous amount of growth, and with growth comes some issues. How do you help the county to manage or regulate that growth?
Well, first of all, we have to make sure everything that everybody needs is the elected officials and everything that they have is a need and not just necessarily a want. And we have to make sure that we hear everybody loud and clear of what everybody, their needs. Especially, we want to take care of everybody in the county, but we need to also not only just the buildings of the county, but the growth of the county, but also the people in the need.
We're at a time where people seem to be in demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
Well, the priority is you have to listen to what each individual, as I said, needs and not a want, and make sure that we take care of all the citizens in Putnam County in whichever direction is needed the most, that we look forward to trying to make the demanding of the most of what everybody needs.
Kathy Qualls-Real is our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she's seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 12. Kathy, one of the county's biggest fund expenditures are schools. Do you feel the local school system has been a good steward of the money spent on schools?
Yes, I do. I am very, very in favor of education. Their children, our education is our growth. They are our future. And I definitely, definitely want to make sure that every child in this county gets a great education.
There's been a great deal of focus on broadband access recently. How important do you feel that is?
Oh, very important. There's so many people working from home now, and they need that high-speed internet in order to focus and to be able to do their jobs. And we are working very, very hard with different locations and different businesses to make sure that they bid out and do whatever but they need for that broadband. Definitely need that.
Kathy, the county commission is helping to oversee the expansion of the Justice Center. How important do you feel that the public safety is as it pertains to the work of the county commission?
Well, I think our safety is great. We've got a great department. We have a great sheriff. You know, it's sad to think that, you know, we have to have a need for a larger facility, but in order to make everybody safe and to give him what he needs, if the sheriff asks for more facilities, then I think it's our job to meet the standards of the state to do so.
Kathy, do you see some specific things you feel the county needs to do a better job of?
You know, I really think that this county commission has done a wonderful job. We have so many projects that's going on right now, and hopefully be able to fulfill all of them with, you know, with our tax dollars, and also make sure that we take care of our senior citizens with the tax dollars and everybody that that needs help, that we make sure that we help them as well.
How important do you feel it is for the county to have a strong working relationship with the city of Cookeville?
Oh, definitely. And I really feel like we have a very, very strong relationship with them. In order to move projects forward, in order to oversee things, I mean, the county, not only the county commission, but we represent people in the city as well. So their tax dollars and their need to work with the citizens and the city is very, very, very important to everybody.
Kathy Qualls Real, as you meet with and speak with local voters, what are you hearing from them in terms of what their concerns are?
Well, some of them have concerns over taxes. They don't want to see their taxes raised. You know, a lot of people on fixed incomes, you know, not everybody has a wealthy, you know, job. Not everybody, you know, lives the same means as everybody else. So to me, to make sure that we take care of everybody and make sure that their taxes, that's one of the main concerns, really, is the growth. They know we need the growth and what it takes to get the growth, but also we need to make sure that we take care of them as well.
If you're reelected to the Putnam County Commission, what will the voters of the 12th District be getting in Kathy Qualls Real as their ongoing county commissioner?
Well, I am born and raised in Putnam County. I am committed to the responsibilities of this office and to the citizens of Putnam County. And as I said earlier, I will always, always be available for problems, complaints, and anything. And that is my promise to my constituents and anybody in the county, not as much as my district, but all 12 districts. If anybody needs me, all they can do is call. And I really would appreciate their vote. And I will be the voice you deserve. And Kathy Qualls Real for the 12th District, as well as the whole Putnam County.
Kathy Qualls Real has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, Kathy is seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 12.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
We continue our discussions with the candidates who are running for office across the Upper Cumberland as we bring in Kim Denson, who is a candidate in Jackson County. Kim, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to run?
Well, as I looked around and as I work in the county in law enforcement, I see that our county needs more community involvement. And I think if we bring in more community involvement and maybe addressing some of the mental health issues we have, domestic violence issues, and look toward bringing our communities together and our youth, we can build and grow. You know, I think that'll be a starting point at building and growing our community as a whole.
It's been interesting in talking to the candidates because it doesn't matter which county it is, a lot of talk about communication, involvement, getting people back thinking about how important local communities are. That's really what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes. I think bringing, maybe rebuilding or restoring some faith in county government. I've talked to a lot of people, and they don't have the faith in the county government they did maybe years ago. So a couple of things I'd like to bring if I'm elected is bringing some transparency to the office and, you know, trying to live stream, record, get all those meetings out to the public and the people who are not able to attend.
As you talk to people beyond the transparency and communication, what are the things that they're talking to you about, things that they want to see addressed?
When they're not able to know about the meetings, the county court meetings, the committee meetings, so then they go just on hearsay, you know, what people say. And, you know, I have been to the meetings, and then the outside says, well, someone said this, and it wasn't true. The, you know, the county commission, county commissioners and stuff, they work hard, and try to come up with better plans, you know, working on budgets. And I just feel like that people would then be in the know and actually know the truth on how the county government works and maybe be more involved. I would love to see more people being able to come to the meetings and getting on the agenda and speaking about their issues or ideas about each community.
It is sometimes sad when you attend those meetings and there really is no one there outside of those that are directly involved.
Yes, it is. I'm also on the school board for our county, and we get a lot of support. But, yes, it would be great to see the numbers go up in those meetings and people starting to, you know, put their ideas out there, because I'm kind of like a team player type person. To me, more ideas on the table, it just makes things better.
You have a unique perspective, Kim Denson, from your work that you do, from serving on the school board. Those are some of the parts of county government where you have to work together. You have to set an agenda. The county executive is not necessarily over the school board or the sheriff's department or whatever, but you have to have that common vision. How do you want to try to achieve that?
I feel like, and like I said before, I feel like if we all are on the same page, we all know as a group, you know, if I was elected county mayor, I would talk to and visit regularly all these county offices, the sheriff's department, the local businesses, the school board, the community centers, and just to stay up to date on what are the needs of the county and what are the people seeing that we need. So then I could bring that back to our commissioners and say, hey, how can we make this specific area better?
One need that is commonly discussed in Jackson County is the need for things to involve young people, from parks and recreation facilities to CTE facilities with the schools. From your perspective, how important is that to the future of Jackson County?
That's very important. We have a great property we call the Fairgrounds. I feel like working with the county commissioners, local and state representatives, and looking at all the possibilities from the grant side of things to just the overall county support, I would love to see that maybe redesigned a little bit, add some more ball fields, bring in some walking trails, add some facilities and activities for kids and youth and even adults with disabilities and special needs. Maybe having a farmer's market weekly. You know, it'd give our locals a chance to show their talents and their hobbies, but it would also bring in people from other counties to come and visit and, you know, spend time and spend their money at restaurants and places too. That's one of the big projects that I have on my list.
Kim Denson is with us. She is a candidate for county mayor in Jackson County as we head to the polls here in just a few days. Kim, people always say we need more industry. We need more places for people to work. What role does the county executive, in your mind, play in that?
I think the county executive, along with the county commissioners, I feel like I've just recently completed a training and looking in a lot of things like that. I have learned that maybe to be competitive with other counties, bringing in industry and businesses is given a tax break. I've learned other places do that, and businesses and industries look for that. And if we could maybe, you know, look at that to bring in some interest, I feel like that would be a good starting point for our county in bringing in industry and business.
Are there specific types of businesses? Are there specific types of industry that you see as you've studied the issue and talked to people that might best fit Jackson County?
Businesses-wise, I think maybe some more restaurant-style We have a few restaurants that are very good in our county. Industry, I've not dug into what type of industry, but I think that we have a few facilities, buildings that are empty, I think could be potential for somebody to come in and look at. And along with the tax breaks, maybe that would, you know, interest them. But anything really to give our people jobs, because right now our wages here aren't competitive enough, so they're having to go outside the county to work. And I think that would help bring in some competitive wages to keep a lot of people here in the county to work, closer to their kids at school and, you know, things like that, closer to home.
COVID money has been a game changer in terms of infrastructure and facilities. And, for example, in Jackson County, working on water and sewer and those types of things. How important is it to continue that progress in making sure that people have access to that, making sure that broadband access is there, among other types of infrastructure?
I think it's very important. Water is one of my projects to dive into if I get the chance. Right now, the city here, Gainesboro, they have their own water supply. They have a water treatment plant. The rest of the county purchases water from surrounding counties. So that would be something, you know, looking and working with TDEC and, you know, other people to be involved in looking at what is the possibilities of being able to construct a water treatment plant that would, in the future, supply all of our county residents with our own water and not having to go outside and purchase it from other counties.
Finally, Kim, if somebody casts their ballot for you at the August 4th election, what are they getting?
Just a common person who loves people. I love to help the community, and I like working with people. I want to better our county. I'm raising my children in this county, and those are the things that I feel that is important. Just being on the level with everyone and working together and doing what's best for our county. I love to see it grow and prosper, but at the same time, keep the beauty of our county. And that's really all I can think of.
Kim Denson is a candidate for Jackson County Executive. Kim, congratulations on taking the step to run, and thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Our next guest on the program is Mr. Mike Atwood. Mike is seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 12. Mike, great to have you on the program. First of all, when you first initially sought a seat on the Putnam County Commission, what was it that led to your decision to run for the commission?
Well, I've always had an interest in government. I came to Putnam County from Wilson County, where I served two terms on the county commission there. When I got here, which was, I believe, around 2005, went through the Leadership Putnam class and really enjoyed that and got to know a lot of folks through that class who, to be frank with you, encouraged me to run. The election was coming up, so having had the experience and the opportunity. I just put my name on the ballot, and fortunately, the people out here, I guess, elected me, and I appreciate that. And they've continued to elect me since then. So I'm in my fourth term, seeking my fifth.
Mike, with your experience being a county commissioner, what do you feel are the most important characteristics in being a good county commissioner?
Well, obviously, listening to the people that put you there, educating yourself to the issues that you're going to be voting on, going to the county commission meetings prepared, having investigated all those issues, both the pro and the con of it, establishing a reason for doing what you do and the vote that you're going to make, and then being willing to explain that to your constituents and let them know why you did it and what you feel like it's going to accomplish for the 12th District and for Putnam County.
Mike, when we look at Putnam County, there's a tremendous amount of growth going on. How do you think the county can go about managing or possibly regulating that growth?
Well, that's the biggest issue that's coming. That's going to be, it has been in front of this past commission and will be in front of the other, making decisions to make sure that we make the right decisions to control and, I guess, address that growth. Anytime there's growth, that means the school's got to have more schools, you got to have more jails, you got to have more ambulances, so the cost goes up. So the single most important thing, I think, for a commissioner is that we do a plan, that we look ahead, we don't just sit tight where we are right now. We know where we need to go. We establish a plan to get there, and then we present it to the county and lead our way to that goal. And it's going to be vitally important, I think, in the next 4 years for sure.
Mike, we're at a time where people seem to be in demand for more and more services. How do you go about prioritizing those services?
That's a great question, Tom. And I guess it's different for everybody, but there's only so many dimes, and you want to be fair all the way around, and everybody deserves and needs the service. Some, for instance, those who have retired don't need schools near as bad. They may need ambulances more or health care, those kind of things. So everybody's affected differently. And how you, direct the dollar, direct the money, direct the tax money to be fair, I think is the most important thing. And that just requires, like I said earlier, investigating the issue, knowing the entire issue, both sides of it, and then coming to a determination of what's best to serve everybody.
Mike Atwood is our guest on Meet the Candidates. He is seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 12. Mike, there's been a great deal of focus on broadband access recently. How important do you feel that is?
Very important. It's what it caused part of our growth. We have addressed it with the ARP money that we received from the state. That's in the next year. We're going to see a big major improvement in the broadband. That's one of those things that we have planned for, that we have looked into the future and said, yes, we need it. I would be extremely surprised if in the next year we don't see that throughout our county. So that's a great, great issue, and it's going to, again, help us attract industry, schools, all the things that are affected certainly by our Internet, which is almost anything anymore.
Mike, the County Commission is helping oversee the expansion of the Justice Center. How important do you feel the public safety is as it pertains to the work of the County Commission?
Have a wonderful sheriff. He was working hard to maintain our security as we have fought for almost the 16 years that I've represented the 12th District. We've had an overcrowding issue in our jail, and we've had to address it. At one time, we almost got the jail closed and taken over by the state. So it's vital, again, that we maintain our jail, keep it, and yet that we follow the rules as far as the population, health care, all the things that go with the jail. So it's vitally important. You got to look out in front. We have done that, and we have appropriated enough money to add on to our jail so that we would get past the problems that have existed in overcrowding. And a big portion of those, to be frank with you, Tom, is in the female population. We have only had like 30 beds in our present jail for females. There are rules that you must follow. They've got to be out of sight and out of sound of the male population, which dictates, a security measure within the jail to allow that to take place. So the new jail will help us. It's going to get us where we need to be as far as meeting the state mandates and so forth. And with our sheriff, I know he's going to enforce the things he needs to enforce and make sure that we're all safe.
Mike Atwood, as you meet with and speak with local voters and your constituents, what do you hear from them in terms of some of their concerns?
I think we've talked about some of it, but one of the things we haven't talked about, Tom, you and I, is salaries, income for our county employees. We addressed that last meeting to the extent that we gave our emergency service people, who certainly in the last two or three years with the tornado and all the things that have COVID have taken place, gone above and beyond the call of duty. Every county around us is suffering the same thing, trying to maintain and keep good help. A lot of the things like our ambulance personnel and firefighters, have to have some certification in order to do that job. And once they get a certification, if the county next door to you offers them a considerable amount of money more, I understand that they're wanting to go. So right now, I think with the chamber and with the county and the city and everybody involved, our workforce development programs are working very, very well and continue to do so. So a lot of interest in those salaries, but the main interest, of course, is always the tax dollar. How much are you going to raise our taxes? So, those questions, we didn't raise any this year. Or let me say it this way. The budget committee has already met and sent their recommendation to the county commission, which will meet in July, the last Monday of this month, to either change or accept what the budget committee has done. We again passed a budget to them without a tax increase, so it'll be just like it was last year. But yet we recognize there's going to be more costs next year with the new jail coming online. More people are going to have to be hired. We'll have a new school opening next year with more people involved, more transportation of buses. So again, the pre-planning, fortunately, we our mayor has a five-year plan, and we're working that to the best of our ability to try to make sure we're ready for it.
Mike Atwood has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, Mike is seeking re-election to the Putnam County Commission out of District 12. That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, be sure to visit NewsTalk 94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Our producer is Jake Wallman. Thank you for joining us for Meet the Candidates. I'm Tom Duggan.